Hello, it's Ben here, and welcome to the latest edition of the Manx Radio Newscast. With TT 2024 almost upon us, and also the pre-TT racing at Balaun, many people are asking the question, how is the weather looking for the fortnight? And will we be as lucky as we were last year with almost perfect conditions right through the 2 weeks? On Manx Radio Breakfast this morning, myself and Sean were joined by Senior Met Officer at Ronaldsway, Kirsty Pendlebury, to see how the weather is looking and will we be as lucky as we were last year?
I think it's a tricky one this year, or am I, everyone? I think, you know, last year, to put it into context, obviously it's very difficult to always try to compare TTs because they're different dates every year. But essentially, the second half of May last year was entirely dry. And so as we went into TT, certainly for practicing, you know, there was no rain around whatsoever. And temperatures even into the evenings for the evening practices were still sort of up in the mid to high teens at 8 o'clock in the evening. So it was very pleasant indeed. And even as we went into race week, we had a very small trace amount of rain recorded late morning on the 6th of June, but essentially that was all the rain we had until we got to about 9 or 10 o'clock on the very end of senior race day on Saturday the 10th of June. So we went for a really long period, so that makes it, it was pretty much perfect, with temperatures even increasing up to around 24 by the time we got to senior race day last year. So, it's setting the stakes high for this year. But as we go into the next few days, you know, we head towards the pre-TT Classic on Friday evening. We've got this weather system moving in today, and it does linger around. It slows down over the UK and unfortunately does give us some rain through the next few days, and Friday morning it'll be around, but it does look like it should have cleared out of the way by the time we get to the evening, and it will gradually dry up, although we may not see too much in the way of sunshine. So for that pre-TT Classic first session, not looking too bad. Light winds, temperatures around about 12 or 13 degrees still. And into the Saturday sessions as well, on the whole looking to be a pretty good day, dry and bright for much of the day, turning cloudy later on maybe with a possibility of a little rain overnight. So in terms of, are we going to have completely dry conditions? No, I don't think so at the moment, Sean. Sunday, again, a chance of a few showers, but we'll keep an eye on those closer to the time. And for Monday, bank holiday Monday, well, it's a bank holiday, isn't it? So always makes the weather a bit more tricky. Different computer models actually have different outputs for Monday at the moment. A couple of them have them dry with sunny conditions, but a couple of them do have an area of rain moving in, I'm afraid.
And in terms of temperatures as well, we know that always draws a crowd when you can go and have a nice day in the sun. It's nice and warm. What are we looking like temperature-wise?
Yes, I mean, the temperatures over the next few days were sort of around 14, 15 degrees. And the sort of general trend as we head through the weekend and into next week is for it to be around the same, possibly a degree or two higher, and possibly reaching up towards around 16 or 17, possibly 18 towards the end of next week, just as a trend at the moment. So temperatures still staying very pleasant, really.
Oh, that's good news. So the weekend for the pre-TT at Balaun, looking hopefully like it should be okay. Bank holiday Monday is when the first practice session around the mountain course gets underway. From there on, so you say Monday looking sort of could be good, could be maybe not so good. Thereafter, is it sort of easy to predict at this stage, or are we a bit too far away at the moment to give any sorts of certainty through practice week?
I mean, it, to be fair, with Monday already having uncertainty, that doesn't really help the situation. You know, if we had more confidence in the outcome of what was going to happen on Monday at the moment, that would maybe help as we went into the rest of the week. But at the moment, as I say, there's certainly a chance of that, maybe quite a heavy spell of rain if we do see it. It's coming up from the southeast. Will it quite reach the island or not? That's something we have to wait to see and how that will play out. And then how that system then moves away will then obviously affect what we end up with as we head into Tuesday onwards. At the moment, I would say there isn't any really strong trend for a massive area of high pressure to develop and it to turn lovely and dry and sunny for the whole period. There's certainly an indication that we could still see some rain amounts, but on the whole, in the trend, doesn't seem to have really huge amounts of rain at the moment from Monday onward, after we've got this rain out of the way on Monday. But, you know, in terms of confidence, to be honest, with that uncertainty already in our minds for Monday, it's a kind of a wait and see, if I'm honest.
As is so often from the way during TT fortnight. And we say, of course, you and the team there very, very busy during TT. Actually, last year, with the weather being so good, it was a little bit quieter for you. But, you know, when there is that uncertainty, it's sort of all hands to the pumps, and you're in liaison constantly with the clerk of the course and the TT organisers. Busy couple of weeks ahead for you, I think, this year, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't seem quite as straightforward as last year. I mean, even, you know, last year we only had one morning where we had a little bit of low cloud that lingered for a little bit longer than we expected initially. But usually for typical Manx weather, we expect more hill fog traditionally than that. So, yeah, there'll certainly be plenty of weather for us to keep an eye on as we go through the next week or so. And obviously we'll try and get as much of that information out to you as soon as possible when we're aware of it. And as you say, in touch with the clerk of the course for the racing as well, and trying to give the best information we can as and when we get it. But I think we were really spoilt last year, so it certainly did set the stakes quite high for this year.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you. Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.